from the vantage point of the Rabbeinu Peretz that we started yesterday. Everything goes back to the Gemara, right? That's critical. Without Gemara, we have nothing. The Gemara is not Lamed Ches, but the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Osai, that Chalos Toda, the Osalim Kabashuk, etc., etc., would be kosher for the mitzvah of Matzah Pesach night. Comes the Rabbeinu Peretz, we saw it yesterday. Take a look again for those who have my edition. You'll find it on page Kof Aleph, the last column. Mikan Mashma. I assume most of you have this edition. Mikan Mashma, it's the second new paragraph in the last column. Shemut the last is Hamatha Ver Pesa Kodim Vov Shos, Alpha Pisha Chometz Kayim. The Chalos Tod Al Korchok Asirus Mikodim Vov Shos. Why? The Yesh man, the Hoysuk Ben Chometz. 40 chalas, 30 matzen and 10 chametz. Obviously, presumably made it together. Can hoyu asuras mat mishay shos al amal? We'll see even more soon. Afilochi kamar ocha the yosin the chalas told us on matzah. Ilo havi tam mishin asol atzmo. Limko would be good. Ulafuke mehane the avdi hakeshim afarshi the osal asol son ad achav of shos lek a chametz. Umakish matzah the pesah. My Pesach Nishka Nachadov shows Ben Arbayim Af Matanami. Such opinion. Is there ain't no key to Perish? It's a la other Adam. Ki Yiskish la Achilu di Yiskish. Should have said, Val Matzah Sim Rom Yochlu. The my Pesach ain't no Nechel El Ad Chatzos. Af Matan in the Chel El Ad Chatzos. We'll be discussing this by Richa, so we get to the last parak, the Parapi Pesachim. My Chokos are Blows of an Azariah in the Rabbonah. And that's why that Shulchanov Paskin. You have to have the Afikomim for Chatzos, a famous Pesach. The old Raya the Mutl, I saw some Kodim Vav Shos. But I mean, if it's a Birushalmi, Matzi Yashana, we spoke about this before. Pirish Asuya Kodim Vav Pesach Chodesh Oshnecha Doshim. Plukta the Beshama Vesila, Pirish Kiyecha, the Pligi Vesuki Yashana, Pligi Mirabi Matzi Yashana. Rabbi Yossi Yomi Ba'adiri Akoli, Koloma, Akol Modim Vav Matzi Yashana, the Psula. Why? For a technical reason. Then Rabbi Yossi Vayachavos Vav Pesach, Afal Gav the Pligi Vesuki Yashana, Vatan. Pisha Asa Kol Kachlus, Vav Pesach, Yadua Shol Dikdik Vav Lashama Vav Lichomets. Mash for that time, I've been mishum shalom dik ba, and the chodesh with nei pesach. I've been dik ba, like all of our matzahs are made more than a month before pesach. To go, your mechal, your man, or for us, we have a factory, etc. Shema, afal gav de shasuya kodem a pesach shadayin chavetz kai. I'm a mash with the mutl asos and kodem a pesach. To us, it's all pushing. Who would disagree with this? Who would be wild enough to insist they have to make matzahs in every pesach? It's wild. But you'll see it comes from impeccable sources, Rav Osai. And I ask you to see, I'll read you briefly, specifically the few editions of the Haggadah Maimon. Even while I'm going here, you go to that Mordechai, which is on the original Makoros, Tav Kuf Mem Gimel. That's at the end of the first paragraph. But I'm going to read you first a few additional highlights from the Haggadah Maimon, which is on the original Maimon Makoros, in Perek Vav, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Lachates. I'm going to show how many you saw it already. It's the original sword sheets. But it's very similar to what we saw in the Rabbeinu Peretz, and what we will see in the Mordechai, but everyone has a little slightly different nuance. Something fascinating over here, which is not found in the Rabbeinu Peretz. This is what he writes. Talking at the Rambam Paskins, Chalos Toda Rekig and Nazir. So, in certain cases, Lidko B'Shuk Yotze. When did he do it? Ubi Yud Gimel Ayri. Not Erev Pesach in the morning, as Rabbeinu Peretz said. Can't be that either. Has to be Erev Pesach. Rabbi said, I'm asking you a question. Do we say Mizmul L'Sod in Erev Pesach?
No.
Why not? So? Right, because you're supposed to have it, we say every day in the morning, Ezel Mekomen. L'Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. Can you eat every part of the carbon todah a day and till chatzos if it's an erev pesach? No, because you can't eat chametz after 4 hours. So you can't eat carbon todah. So you want to mess with the soda. So why the Rabbeinu Peretz say that? Give me the morning either. That's the previous day. Just stick a pin on Rabbeinu Peretz. He says it's more accurate. You gimel. You see klar. You don't have to wait till chatzos. Kotzi Yerushalmi, Matzi Yeshana. Same thing. The Tosefta, Rabbi said the Tosefta is in Perek Beis, Give a lacha tefach. Did we show? Did I show you that in the shir? Did I show you that? We never got to mitzvot tefach. We never got that far. Please, after that. We did. Okay. So keep one hand in the Mordechai, which are up to top kuf mem gimel, and the other hand open to the Tosefta Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. What does it say here? Our boss is Shechalios B'Shabbos. The virus I call Melifnei HaShabbos. The offal of matzah in the Erev Shabbos. Bingo! You make the matzah in the Erev Shabbos. That's it. You make the matzah in the Erev Shabbos. How can you tell me you have to make the matzah in Erev Pesach after Chatzos? What are you talking about? You have to make the matzah in Erev Shabbos. Ask me a question, Rabbi Osai. Well, you make Shabbos? You lost your marbles? You make matzah on Shabbos? Well, if you follow the Hekesh all the way, you bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. There's no human being, I should say, no Torah observant Jew in his right mind that ever passed him to bake matzahs on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Despite all the Hekeshim is there, no one's going to take it that far. No. So what would you say? When should you bake it?
Well,
that's right. Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, I'm baking matzahs. I had a long night ahead of you guys. Motzei Shabbos after Rabbeinu Tam's matter, after Rabbeinu Tam. You're going to start baking matzahs. And you have to get the apikorin before Chatzos. Yeah? You know where they do it? In the holy city. Who would have been in the holy city when Erev Pesach was fell on Shabbos? You're next man Sharm or those kind of parts? That's after Shabbos is over, they go and they bake masses. And they still try to get the apikorin before Chatzos. A pretty quick save. Yeah?
Rabbi was saying that opinion, so you have to make it after Chatzos. I thought that Rabbeinu Paz was saying that just saying you can make it kodem sheshaus.
That's his proving, but he's disproving the other sheet which maintains it must be made after sheshaus, which is man hakrovas korban pesach. Okay, now if you take a look at the Minchas Bikurin, it says Me'er of Shabbos, Al Motzi Shabbos, Di'ev Sher Lafosa Ne'er Motzi Shabbos. So you get back from the bakery, they won't be asleep. It's like not to call when you won't bake at the top of Chatzos. The kids will be sleeping before you get back from the bakery. But despite that fact, there were those who do it, Rabbi Osai. There were those who do it. Take a look over here in the Minchas Yitzchak on the side. He's more what I'm worried about. That's not happy call. The first Kazakhs. What? The Bimotzei Shabbos ain't lefos duma mimshach u'misakev milechol need to be the first Kazakhs. Adiacha katzos v'lo nafik yidei chomoso. That's not a phrase for happy call. That's only, that's what it says. Can you imagine? That's what it says. Wow. And this is the Or Zeruah says so already. If you look on the Shiori Minchi, quote that from the Or Zeruah. Rav Osai, for those who insist on doing it on Motzoi Shabbos, what do they gain? That's not the time for the Hakrovas Korban Pesach. Hakrovas Korban Pesach, Rav Osai, is only on the 14th. It's already the night of the 15th. What do you gain? Forget that you lose all this stuff. The kids are going to be asleep. It's going to be whatever it is, mischatzos potentially. What do you gain? It's the wrong time. Nurba, what do you think?
Yeah.
It's man achilas korban. So therefore, there are those who claim that you should, if you can't, if the hekesh that says that it's a comparison between what and what, between matzah and pesach, either the zman hakrovas of pesach or the zman of achilas pesach. Even though, when you look in the original source, they said explicitly a hekesh to the Hakrovas Pesach. That's what they said. They didn't say give this other alternative of the Achilas Pesach. They said Hakrovas Pesach. That's what we saw in the Rabbeinu Peretz. That's the lashon of the Hagos Maimoni. Let me read it to you. Mine kosher to wait until Chatzos. And Rashi says so. Rashi! Holy Rashi! as quoted in our Paris and Machzor Victory. Chatzos. Why? Why? Iska Shle Pesach. Kuf Chof on the base. Sounds like should even be the Yemen. That can't be. That can't be. Can't be. So it comes along the Balor, okay, but a totally different reason. Lo Nachon Lefos Mata Shalel Shani. Be Erev Yontif. When Pesach is Sunday and Monday, we shouldn't make the or in general, we shouldn't make the matzahs for the second night Pesach and Erev Yontif. Why? The Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. What's going on? What Mitzvah B'Shaita? What Shaita? Shaita means Leil Pesach, which is also considered to be the proper time. So you do it the second night. Yod, Zerim Shem Yudal Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. She'oz Ofim B'Leil Yontif. From Yasu Matzah to Leil Sheni, if you make matzahs on the first night for the second night, how you open at the lechaver? Can't do that. So therefore, if you did it in Erev Yontif in the afternoon for Leil Sheni, wouldn't be a problem. But since on Motzi Shabbos we do it that night, the fear is you'll make it for the second night on the first night, the same as you make for the second night on Erev Yontif every year. So therefore, we say no. The second night you make it on the second night. You believe it? If you do it earlier, it's going to start getting ruined. How do you want to give a precise translation of the word in shifala? Who wants to give me a precise translation of the word in shifala? The Gemara Masech the Menachos here, that Nun and Bebeis, that's quoted by the Hagos Maimini. See what it says here. The Kaddis, of course, is not Pesach. I'm talking about the Menachos over here. It's as follows. The last three lines. In Shifala, Nefucha Beruach, Kemo, Nashafta Beruchacha. Say it every day. So somehow the wind's going to get a hold of it and make it not so good. Never heard that matzah should be blown by the wind and they're not so good. So if you look at the Torah Tumima, I still quote the Frank around in the back, in Vayikra Perik Vav Os Pei Dalet, he says that only applied because they had oil in it or it was soft. So it gets a little bit, you know, stale. Our hard matzahs, flour and water, it's rock hard. Believe me, one more day is not going to make a difference. We make it months in advance. That's what our Torah team already is recognizing what's going on in the real world. On to today's Maran HaKomish, which is all about baking matzahs. We'll see later why we make our matzahs hard. Why you don't follow the Sfarim? We'll make delicious, soft matzahs. Ah! We can't convert to become Sfarim. I'm sorry, we can't do it. But if we could, it would be nice. But they're much tastier than ours in some way. But okay. We are proud of our own heritage as Sfarim should be of theirs. Now we go to the Mordechai. Tav, Kuf, Mem, Gimel. Nishle Rabbi Nishimshin Mishantz, right? The Rash. Shechal HaPesach Lios B'Yechad B'Shabbos. Im Osir Lefos HaMatzis Miyom HaShishi. Can you make the matzis on Friday? For what? For Motzi Shabbos. Beheshiv the Osir! You can't do it! For the Iskash LePesach. Tamina B'Arvei Pesachim. Ochal Matzah Liyachah Chatzos. The Rabbi Loza Lo Yotzah the Iskash LePesach. And therefore, you should make it. You can't make it on Shabbos. You have to make it on Motzoi Shabbos. That's it. No choice. You have to make it Motzoi Shabbos. The guy b'tshuvas Rabbi Yehudoi Gon, Kosel Easter, Pesach for the Yosef Yechad b'Shabbos, Lo Tofu Matzah Miyom Hashishi Nei Maris Ayin. Wow. V'yaf Apir Shemut Levas V'yaf Shabbos. Wow! You do it on Friday. What's going on over here? V'hidru ha-mitzvah v'afir also v'motzi Shabbos v'zmanah v'toch v'zmanah, but don't forget that even before Chatzos. V'hidru ha-mitzvah v'afir also v'motzi Shabbos v'zmanah v'toch v'zmanah, but don't forget that even before Chatzos. What? What are you afraid about? These are wild things. Ratzalom and Nunbeis. Pesach Hitzchel Miyom Shabbos Shavah. Don't think that Pesach started already on Shabbos. if you bake on Friday, I think it's not on Shabbos. They'll think that the last day, the chutzot is next Shabbos, really Sunday. Because they associate baking matzahs with the onset of Pesach. Wild. Wild. You think that it's mind-boggling. Yesh matir b'netanim b'tosefta mefurusha matzah yishana yesh litchos. Look at this. Tohosa mairi b'shanases. Catch this now. Eshtaket ki hilchos ha'achar vavu machtel l'shem matzah. It was made last year. He's worried about not letting it for one extra day. It's last year's matzahs. This puts to rest the myth that last year's matzahs are achomitzim. Some kind of a myth exists about this. Last year's matzahs, Erev Pesach, or Erev Pesach, the matzahs next year too. That's what he says. He also says another chumrah. What's that? You notice the end of the word? Vavo machtza. Until now, I only said after chatzos. He threw an extra half an hour. Why? Because Tam is nishtat, and Pesach nishtat, only it's sheish shows the matzah. That's how we daven mincha only. Mincha gdol, it's sheish shows the matzah. So he threw an extra one. The Tosefta, what does it say? Raila Heter, Yudal the Shabbos, the Varna Kovil of the Shabbos, the open the matzah near of Shabbos. Vieh Shlama Kachis, Mishabeshtihi. Tosefta is wrong. Why? With the Messiah, but the Truma Tmeya Torah, the Vara, the Motzi Shabbos, which is wrong. Tami Yafil Be'er of Shabbos, Perakamah, the famous Sugar of Phoenix on the Kohen. He brings another Raya. Our Raya, Rabbein Peretz's Raya. Chalas told the Rikike Nazir, right? Akom should never be Yud Gimel, not the morning as Rabbein Peretz, but Yud Gimel as Agos Maimon, he said. Because why? Yud Dalet, after you pick Yud Gimel. Ein Mevin Toda Be Yud Dalet, Visha Ein Mevin Koshin Lebeis Apsul. Okay, see a Yotzi, Klar. As Yushalmi, Matzah Yishon, the same Raya as we saw before. Okay, everything is in here, but why should it be kosher? And he came to Rabbi Yechiel Paris, he's matzah based on the Rishon. Ve'keisha de matzah lepesel lo havili nachila v'loli nafia. Omnom, at the end of the day, look what he says. Gimel matzah shal mitzvah yesh lefos v'leil pesel v'losi shabbos shal dechaviva mitzvah b'shad. V'hinig Rashi, k'shachal yudal yitz b'shabbos. Listrof chomitz v'yud gimel v'yom shishi v'yar b'shabbos. Konim chatzos, zera shemiyisha l'shana haba chatzos. Can you imagine that? Since on a regular Erev Pesach we do it in the morning, so Friday Erev Erev Pesach also in the morning. It's Minhag Yisrael like Rashi. The tzarach l'sofos lo yachlet b'shar shonim. The kamek of Yudah damai ayin b'yach chametz al esreifa u'mevi in mayim lolosh b'or yud gimel. We'll get to that. The mayim shalom in the next sugya. V'lo b'erev Shabbos. Shema yachlet konim Erev Shemesh o yachlet b'chal Shabbos. We'll get to mayim shalom a little bit later on. Fine. Add to the motto. Yes.
What was the raya the dechi of the raya from Matzah Yishana?
He did it last year of Pesach after Chatzos. So as long as it's made at a time when the carbon Pesach can be brought, that's good enough. Even if it was last year.
I mean, okay.
Okay. Fine. Rabbo says a fascinating piece in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh from Chief Pesach Frank talks about the issue of how in heaven's name do you accomplish anything by making the matzahs on Motzoi Shabbos, the first night of Pesach. That's not the time for the Hakrovas Hakrovan Pesach. So you gave an answer at the time for Achilas Korban Pesach. Okay, not bad. But the Pasha Pshat is that the Hekesh is to, you know, the achila to achila and asiya to asiya, right? Achila to achila, you eat at night till chatzos, and you eat the confess at night till chatzos. Asiya to asiya, you make the matzahs erev Pesach afternoon, same as you make the korban Pesach erev Pesach afternoon. You can't be makam the korban Pesach at night. Impossibility. So Rabbi Pesach quotes him his son-in-law. Who was the Rabbi Pesach son-in-law? Who was Rabbi Pesach's son-in-law? Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky. You know who he is? Who knows of Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky? He was the founding Rosh Yeshiva, or actually Magid Shia Ram, of the Ponovich Yeshiva. Rabbi Kahanim and Zal brought him in as the Magid Shia, and afterwards came up, though. Rabbi Shach later. He was from the Mamish the greatest Tamid of Rav Shimon Shkop, and the Magad Shia of his generation. And he married Zipras of Frank's daughter. Unfortunately, the marriage didn't last. And there was a divorce. And Rav Shmuel Rudovsky took a second wife. And then she passed away. Then Rav Shmuel Rudovsky got very sick. Unfortunately, he passed away fairly young from cancer. Came to America for medical treatments, etc., etc. He had no one to take care of him. His kids were, he has a son, and always put out his sorrow. But the most incredible thing happened. He remarried his first wife. She took care of him. She remarried him knowing he's going to die. She wanted to take care of him. She never married between. That would be Miles and Bushosa. And then she, amazing story. It's, I don't use the word Hollywood. That's a little bit inappropriate for the Gedolei Hador. But that's a Maisa Shohayim. So Shmuel Rezavka, I assume that's who Chassani is in the Korei Kodesh. I don't know if he had more than one. But he had many daughters. I don't know if anyone was of Bar Hochi being quoted. I don't know his whole family. You can ask Rabbi Sachs, he descends straight from Rabbi Tzvi Frank. So we ask him, who Chassani Shlid is, I suspect it's Shmuel Rezavsky. We find Lom de Shavar, based on the Sugim of Seth Lepsachim, on the Samach Gimel. We're not going into the details now. Rabbi Shmuel suggested, I assume it's him, that really Be'etzem is a Lom de Shavar. Be'etzem, this man for Hakrovas Korban Pesach really should have been the whole night of Pesach as well. Really should have been. There's only one problem. It's a technical problem. The technical problem is we cannot be makar of any korban as a night. But were it not for that technicality, this man of Korban Pesach would have been Erev Pesach in the afternoon and the subsequent night. Says of Shmuel, if that's the case, when it comes to baking matzahs, if you bake matzahs Leil Tetzvav, you're baking matzahs at a time which intrinsically would be appropriate for a Korban Korban Pesach too. Just ran afoul of pure technicality, you can't do it at night. So I love the Shavar. See, Pesach writes, he's a Dvar Chochma, that he says, but if you look at what about Korban Pesach, it's not so clear. I don't want to take the time now to discuss that. Just a fascinating exchange in Mikroi Kodesh, I think it's Simon Dalit in Chelik Beis, if I'm not mistaken. You look it up. Ad Kan Rabosa, let's open the Mishnah Brura and see what he says by making matzahs on Erev Pesach. Simon Tov Nun Ches. You believe it, says Shulchan Aruch. You believe it? Tafnun Ches, it's only one tip. Noagin shalololush matzas mitzvah derev Pesach ad achar sheish shos. Doesn't say anything gedola. Sheish shos. Shuzman akrabas kovan Pesach. You believe it? There's a meaning. What happened to the extra half an hour? We'll see soon. Uv yudalat shchalias b'shabes. Loshin Be'erev Shabbos, Achar Sheish Shos. We're not going to wait till Motzei Shabbos. It's too risky. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Mash Madeinu L'Minig. V'Minig Nitzvach HaMishun De'iske Sh'achilas Matzah L'Korban Pesach. That's it. V'Zavach Da Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha. Shivas Yomim Tochel Olav Matzos. There's a hekesh not only to the eating, but even to the bringing of the Korban Pesach. Ramina Kimosh Shkita Pezroyab Akashesh. Can I see it's Master Shomit to Akashesh Shos? Who made this up? You make up your own Hekesh? Ain Adam Don Hekesh Miatzmo. What is this? So since he quoted over here in the Shar Tzion from the Beis Yosef, so I think it's Kedai just to read it from the Beis Yosef proper. After all, if the Shar Tzion tells you to look there, in effect, we should do nothing different, but look there. Tough Nun Ches. Iskish LePesach. Who said so? What? Where? Who? He taught the Gaonim. Shuvah Sa Gaonim. Now, the Hekesh of Matzah, the Pesach, is found in Shas. Kufchaf Mabeis. That's true. Only as far as the Achila is concerned of the Korban Pesach. Not as far as the Asiyah of the Korban Pesach. We don't know where this Hekesh came from. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. So, if you look in the Mepharshim, they want to know Tomid Nishchat when? The Mishnah of a Perek. Use your Shmona Matzah and Erev Pesach when? Sheva Matzah, if it's Chava Shabbat, Shesha Matzah. When they actually bring the Korban Pesach, what hour? Not at Chatzos, the Shona. Go back to the Mishnah Berurah.
After the
Tomid. Exactly. Well, but let's take a look over here slowly. Slowly. The post can prove it's not true. Heck, it's only by Achilas Matzah. She's all that Kono Chatzos, not the Asiya. Lol in Asiya Matzah. But with the Yeved, even months before, it's okay. We do it like Achil all the time. All the time. Even the Machmir only looked for the Matzah's Mitzvah, he says, not for the other Matzahs. Fine. Get the Rokeach. We saw in the morning. Rabosai. It says over here, the Sif Kotten Gimel, the Mishnah Brewer, Simon Tav Nun Ches, something very important. I am the Kamon Simon Tav Samach Sif Gimel. That's the very next Mara Malkum for this reason. Mashat Tzorach Li Zor HaLosh Bizman Yisuchamitz. Bine Rov Yisrael Ein Noagin Li Zor HaFilu B'Matzis Mitzvah Losh Verev Pesach Ki Yimeza Mehem V'chipasti Ba'achronim V'matzosi B'bigda Yeshar Tam L'Olitz V'Alaminik. We spoke by Richard, we spoke about this a long time ago. Hashem Bavu Ali Elsim Tavnun Beis. We said, Koshel Yizor Shlo Yimotsu Af Mashu Chomets Vachitim Shlo Yimuchzumachim. Al Kein Ofen Mikodem Kidei She Is Batal HaChomets. That's all. We're afraid to do it. Okay. I'm afraid, that's for sure. Sheshos, Mishnah Berurah Dalet. Chok Yaakov Mitzadika Bach. Acha Sheshu Machta Davka. The Magen Avraham says, no, it's enough to have Shesh. Now they're pilping so much. But it may depend on the following Shaila, Rabbi Osai. If someone daven Mincha before Mincha Gedol, Yotze, not Yotze?
Pashtus, no.
Because It's a big question, Rabbi Osai. Yeah, I'll give you just one. I know we're not learning Kachem or anything. Just give me one look in the Gemara, that, just to get a taste. Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the first daf in Tavit Nishchat. Just look for 1 second. We're not going to spend time, but just to get a little taste. Someone asks, you ever learn Kachem? Yeah, in Tavit Nishchat. What's the Mishnah saying? Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Tavit Nishchat. Bishmona Machza. Okay. Bekore Betisha Machza, Babi Psochin. Babi Psochin, Nisha Bishema Machza, Bekore Bishmona Machza. And Bekore Bishabas, Chalera Pesel, Lias Bear of Shabbos, Nisha Bishesha Machza, Bekore Bishema Machza, Pesel Acher. So the earliest time is Shema Machza. So some say that's the real time to bake matzahs. We cut another hour and a half out. What about the idea of Sheish versus Sheish Umachta, Rabbi Osai? We take a look over here in the Gemara. Manani Miliam Rabbi Shuba Levi Amar Kroes Hakem Esechet Hatz the Logo Eskev Shita Sebein Arbayim Chalkeu Leben Shnei Arbayim Vei Shos Umachta Lekan Shtei Shos Umachta Lekan Shoachas HaSoso. Fine. Most of Rava of Arbe Psochen Nishchat B'Sheva Machzah Kor B'Shmona Machzah Bein B'Chol B'Shabbos Yisad Adayit B'Shmona Machzah D'Raisa Heike Mach Demin Alein Ela Marava Mitzvaso D'Tomen M'Sheyinotu Tzlole Erev My Taima D'Makro B'in Arbaya M'Yidu D'Maskel Shim Shul Amerev Hilkoch M'Sheyim Asa Shana Etc. Rashi Ela Marava Kula Takonet B'Rabonani D'Raisa Kol Shei Shos Achronos K'Sheiros Dahaina Michi Notot Slowly Arab, Dahaina Michatzi Sheva Ve'elech, Shachama Notolamarov, Vatzel and Mizrach Shaodam Omid Kenegara Chama Tzilo Noto the Mizrach Chati Sheish Vachati Sheva. He omedes Ben Zarakia Vatzel Noto Elatzel Kolodam Tachtav. Until 12:30, it goes straight down. That's scientific means, as far as the eye can see. Kivege. The Chenkos of Rashi Shabbos Daftes. The Tzorachim is Suga the Yumach of Ches. The Rashi of the Kamon Tzadigilim and Beis. The Ramaskal Tess of Milan. Let's take a look. The Kivege tells you, look, let's look. Tzadigilim and Beis, we're both sides. Look, look, look. Look over there, please. And if there be Kivege there too, he quotes it both ways. Chamisha Samilin. The boss said, what's a sheer mil? Is it 15 mil and a half a day? We'll have to figure that out. That's also in the Marma Kamas. How long is a mil? Sugadaf Memvov. We'll get to it later. So Rashi says, skipping a little bit, Ushad Shchita Mechatzo Sayon Ve'elech. The bain or avayim sidve. Kitamid, vitamid avavish and ishra b'sheish v'machta zmanim and atorah mitchilat sheva v'elech shemastelas ashamal achamal isakim klabimarav k'tas u'mashkiri kosli lochemini yuvim perik shlishi slusi de avram echi mashkiri kosli v'ayim echatzos ayom ul'alon ayop achinon ishra b'sheish v'machta. Umeshani, Shani Kosi Beis Hamikdash, the Lomachav Ne Rechavim Tachteim Lo Mishri Beikum Purt Al Chati Shem. Miuz Man Shchida Zamik. This Masel Shchida Shem Veelch Nimshachat Shetishka Chametesh. Stiren Rashi Rav Kiveger asks. Here was with the rice, it's good enough from Chatzos, and here is with the rice to require Sheish Shemachta. So it's a Machlok to see when you bake the matzahs. The Machaber says you bake the matzahs from Sheish Shos. And Mishnah Berurah says no, sheish u'matzah. And Magen Avraham says no, sheish. Why? Ika zmana mechatzos. It tells you, look at the Tosfos daf hey, yumachav ches, and that's it. Finished. That's it. It's a machlokas halacha lemaisa. It could be the question of davening mincha too early, mistakenly before mincha gedola, may depend upon this very shaila. May depend upon this very shaila. If you look at Tosis, that Hayim and Alvim Sachim, if you remember, don't quote, take a look at Hayim and Alvim Sachim. Open up to that Hayim. Tosis low. We'll just save time, read the end. Came into the Yemen and Shogar Apesa, called him Tomit Koshik, and it's not awesome. Koshis Van Shchita, Mechatzos, Veilch. On the Dada Chatzos, nothing to do with Sheshu Machza. That's the Mother Ron Paskins against the Mishnah Brew and others who were required to wait for Sheshu Machza. No, we get into the Raisa. It's enough chatzos, and for the chumra of baking matzah, you don't have to wait any longer. Fine. Rabosai. The da. Mitzaradin muto levels matzah bit pesa. Can you imagine that? That's crazy. The fourth line of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm a medakdikim, noagin levels, vakol, kodem pesa. Why? Shem yisarev mashu chomes besochem yisbatel. Mashenge be Pesach isura be mashu. Poshut to be nefekon be Pesach afilo hoye be mashu chametz va kemach. Kron is arav and is bandel. Umutter achakach levash la matzatz be Pesach. Those who brought. The ein chimutz achar afir. The yesh anshe maise shemachmir and alatzah vein shorin vein mevashin matzatz is the gebrok. Here it is. Gebrok is right in front of your nose. Mechashash, Shema Nisha Ma'at Kemach B'Toch HaMatzes, Bibifnim, Shalom Nila Shofer, where they have Shriya Yishanetz, they don't put in any water. Ayin Shari Tshuva, the Simen Tov Samach, it's on the Ma'amah Kram, it's still in brackets, that's how long it is. The Mitzar Adin, Ein Lachon Shazer, Dabzuki Yisru La Mavzakina, Uvifrat B'Yameinu Shinoag, and Lassus Rikikim Dakim, not like the Svarta, Uvikomak Omi Shinoag B'Chum Rezu, Ein Razichin also, Look, Ayin Shem Sharech was there. Can you imagine that? That's what it says. Amazing. Gebrok, stand in Mishnah Berurah right over here, middle, tucked in the middle of nowhere. Fine. What's this Tav Samach Siv Gimel that he made reference to? Turn to Tav Samach Siv Gimel, please, if you don't mind. Tav Samach Siv Gimel. Halosh Achaz Mani Sechometz Yoma Vishas Lisha Kol Peirurim Sheyiplu Vishas Lisha V'Aricha V'Chein Botzek Anidbet V'Kelim Ani Mevatel Osa Kedei Shenimtze Shemevatel Kono Chimutza. You have to take precautions to mevatel it before it becomes chometz. What's pshat? It's too, the original bittul you made with, doesn't cover this. The bittul is kol chamira is before the end of the fifth hour. That's it. By Rabbi Amatzi, this is the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Meches. The mevatel before it becomes chametz. But despite all that, next page nun tes, he says on top, after you finish baking, you chabed abayis, you gotta sweep the floor. Don't leave any chametz around. You gotta sweep the table. You find Isa, you strip it, you gotta burn it. Wow, amazing. Be so careful with this. So careful. So what do you do? You say, Kol piruim sheyiplu b'shas nisha v'aricha am mevat. V'chein botzik anin v'pekelim anin mevat losa. V'sheyimtz nimtza mevat lan kodim chimutza. There's no bayo bayo motz. It's not mine. I'm not before it comes. Adka. Any questions, Rabbi Yossi, so far? Any questions? Everything's clear? We've discussed the sugya of Erev Pesach Digamatzis. I want to discuss this one more Gemara. I want to talk a little about the Yon of the Yom. Okay, but this one more Gemara. I think it's the main Gemara in the Ma'amar Kamos, the last Gemara in our parish. We're coming back tomorrow. I didn't forget for a second. Matzah and Rom Yochlu. First Matzah, and then Rom. This is it. It's all the Yon of Matzah. I'm not discussing the Achila. The Chef, the Shamata, this is it. Including the Shir, which is the last two lines. But after this, we go back tomorrow, then we're going to move to Arvim Shach and bleed out. Okay? Let's take a look at the last Gemara in Perek Kol Shah. Says the Gemara, Membeza Manala. Dorish Rava, excuse me. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Isha lo tolosh ala b'mayim shalonu. Now, what does that mean? Mayim shalonu. Yes, the average year, what's mayim shalonu? Our water. Rosh Rav Master the Pupanya, the Mochar Aisu Kuli Alma Chatzvayu. They bought their own barrels of water. Also the Gabe. From Ulay, Havilon Maya. They brought the empty barrels. Give us water, Shimayim Shalonim. Havilon, no. Ano b'maya de bisu amri. What does that mean? You got me. Lono means what? What translate the word Lono?
Sleep.
Slept. Water which slept. Slept? Water slept. The Rashi explains that the drushes were given in Hebrew. Right? It's a Mayim Shalonim. That's what it means. That Mayim Shalonim. So it has to be my water. This is my water. I came with the Rebbe. Give us the holy water for the matzahs. You want to pay good money. It's a racket. You have to use only Mayim Shalom. Our water to use. Hey, give me a concession for a day. One day. I can make a living. You use my water or my water only. Unbelievable. And they're ready to pay the money for it. I don't know how much, but okay. That's what they thought. The Bisu Targum Shalonu. The Bisu means it slept. Slept. What's it all about, Rashi? Shalonu. Belayla of Nesha. Bimei Nisan Hamayonos Chamin. Shadayin Yemos Hakshamimein. Kidaminu Mishahoya. Bimos Hakshamim. Chamim Mahaleches Bishipulo Sharakir. Rabbi said, what does this mean? What does it mean? Bimos Hakshamim. Chamim Mahaleches Bishipulo Sharakir. Before she wanted to have Tzadi Dalit in the base. You look at that Gemara? Who fights over there in that Gemara?
Red.
Chachmi Yomos Olam and Chachmi Yisrael. Who held what? They both, I'm sorry to say, they both held the world was flat. The shadow was only, what's pshat? Does the... They both held the sun goes around the earth. The question was, is the world flat or is the world round? Chachmei Yisrael that the world was round, was flat. Chachmei was that the world was round. And the Chachmei Yisrael could see that they were right and we are wrong. One of those two, I'm just saying, look at the one. And Rabbi Natan says that the Chachmei Yisrael was just being polite, but they really said that they're really right. Rabbi Natan, right? I'm not kidding. Take a look. Look it up. The deal is going on. Not in that gada. It's a halachic gemara. It affects my mishalom. It's not purely in that gada. Amazing, the gemara. The gemara is still over here. Sadi Dalad Ahmed Bates. Chachmei Yisrael Omrim Beyom Chama Malechas Lamata Min Arakia Ubulala Lamala Min Arakia. They all agree that the sun goes around the earth, goes on a full circle. Chachmei Umos Olam Omrim Beyom Chama Malechas Lamata Min Arakia Ubulala Lamata Min Akarka. Chachmei Umos, it goes around the earth. Chachmei Yisrael has some kind of a firmament, which I don't know what it really means exactly. But we all know, Rabbi Osai, that they're both not correct. We have to face the music. They're both not correct. What can you do? They didn't know. They're the best science of the time, and it has to do with the Maamar Shalom story. Are there any Rabbanim who say that we shouldn't do Maamar Shalom because the Gemara's science is wrong? I don't know. It's a problem. But the Rashi is calling that Gemara. Okay. Fine.
But
yeah.
Today that we can cool water differently.
Right. Put in the freezer.
Refrigerator
for sure. We'll get to all the details later on. I just want to go through the Gemara today, and I want to talk about Yoni Dioma, and I want to discuss Sunday. Oh, Sunday she may be earlier. Sunday she may be earlier because I'm supposed to be 12 o'clock. I'm sure if I have time or not. Sunday she may be at 10:30. Okay, so make sure to be here by then. Maybe even a tad earlier. If that's, I doubt it'll be earlier than that. Okay, Rabosai, I hate to change the time, but I have some kind of conference which is called for 12 in Midtown, so I may have to be. We'll see. I may have come late, but we'll do what we can. Back to Agamar on that men base. Says the Gemara. Darash Rava. Isha lo tolish b'chama. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Not in the sun. You don't delish in the sun. Why not? What's wrong with the sun? The sun is so geshmak to do things in the sun. Well, what's wrong? But what's wrong? Rashi, kishachom hashemesh mechamama. So what? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being a little hot? What's wrong?
It's
coming more quickly. Exactly. It's the whole theme over here. The water should be cold. The temperature outside should be cold. Below bechame chama. Rashi, b'mayim shuchmu bechama. Koshkin bechame aor. Chama was hot water which was made in a fire. Below b'mayim agrufin min amulya. Rashi. Dud gadol shenachoshes betali alur kosha unuchushta over vafiluk sheein shamor shamur mayim shebishula chamim oposh. The bottom, even if the fire is off, will get a little bit warmer. Velo tagbia yada minatana rachet dingemar skala pas shkolamate osekas bebatze kosha. Parak kol shah, entered kol shah. A totally different kol shah. She has to always be kneading the dough. Don't let go for a second. Tzorach shnei kelim. Echashe mekatef esmo. Rashi. Tocha pnei acharora b'mayim. You put water on the dough. The echashe mitzanen esmo es yodeo. She washes her hands. Also, shemekatevus by mischanovos michom yadel va'isa. You have to have another cold water to wash your hands. Yibalu. Arva v'losha ma'u b'chan. She's hot water. Ma'zutra amar mut. Ravashi amar os. Amar ma'zutra mina amina la d'tanya. Ein losesin asorim b'pesach. Vim losas. Discussed this just yesterday in the Sisa. Nisbaku asurla nisbaku mutarin. Rashi, I forgot the Tana Lane Losin, Hokanami Loshna Hol, on a row in Shlo Hikmit, change on Losimone, seal Losimone Siduk. You can remember the famous Rashi Lashitosa, Patekal Shanachar. You see the dough, it's okay. No. Hera did my Hikmit, Logan and Lorma. You can't compare all the Rabbanans together. You can't compare them. The last Rashi in the Perek says, "This is one Isser is mutter. Doesn't mean every Isser is mutter. Hey, the Yitmar beheaded lo kantzina leitmar. Otherwise, not. Arva v'losha b'chamin krova lemezid hoysa. For osir v'lo dana the betzegel shalnachirim malkresa mehen. The halka being in the mikdash of the arva the rabbanon. The guy did it. The guy's not mechutz to the rabbanon. He had the Jews chayim the rabbanon. He didn't do it. Make him put a knas, impose a knas upon him. Ad kan rabosai the gemara misaf the psukim nafnem beis amanal. Rabosai, remember with me so far? I have to imagine most of you didn't get any pianos in the Maravah comics. So I want to talk about Yonah Dioma on a different topic completely, and we will continue with that about 10:30, give or take, on Sunday morning. With the other Maravah Kovas, the Rosh, and the Mishnah, and the Gemara later on, another Rosh, and Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, fine. Okay, so this is going to be the letter for this Sunday. Okay, I want to talk about a topic which is Yon of the Yom of Mamish. I've gotten so many questions about this, we made a reference to it a little bit earlier in our discussions. And that is, tonight is Purim Kota. Correct? Emes? Benzu Gimel? Benzu Dal, Purim Kota. What are you going to do about it?
Not say Tachman.
That's it. No Tachman tomorrow. Correct. Anything else?
That's
a Kosma. That's a Kosma. That's a Kosma. No Avarachim. Great.
Small
Suda. That's the question. So the last Ramah. The very last Ramah in Or HaChaim, literally the last one, discusses this issue about Purim Katan, what do you do with it? And he ends off by saying, the Tov Lev Mishnah Tom, the Pasuk in Mishnah, I believe. So you have to see, you should mark it somehow or other. And the question becomes, why? This is not Purim. Purim is next month. Is that true? There are certain real halachas in Purim Katan. You can't have a husband. You can't fast. Really? That sounds like a zikah right there. Why? So the Vilna Gaon has a remarkable comment based upon a Gemara, famous Gemara, in the Sefta Megillah. I want to share the comment and tell you how it affects many people. The Gemara in Sefta Megillah and the Vavam and Beis discusses the question of in which Adar do we perform all the requirements of the month of Adar. The Vavam and Beis. The Mishnah says, Karas HaMegillah V'Adar Rishon V'Nis Avra Shana. Oh, my Mazel. I did the Megillah, now that it's become a leap year, now because it's Adar Aleph. Korin Osa Barashen. Can I do it again? Aim at our Rishon and Sheni, at the Kriyas and Megillah, u'matanos l'vyom. A discussion about the Seder Parshios, as far as the Arba Parshios, Shkolim, and Zohar, and Torah, and Achodesh. A whole discussion over here. So three Tanoim are found. Three Tanoim. They read the Megillah on the Rishon Lishon became Uveris. You read it again on Sheni. Why? Shekol Mitzvah Shenogos B'Sheni Nogos B'Rishon Chutz Mikra Megillah. It's full Purim except for Mikra Megillah. Next Tana says, no. Ein Koran also about a Sheni. Shekol Mitzvah Shenogos B'Sheni Nogos B'Rishon. You're to the first. Can you imagine? Tonight, read the Megillah. Problem, you are to the court of this town. Ashpak says no. Ain Korin also be other Shani. She called Mitzvahs and August Bishani, Ain August Berishi. So I said, Afkon is a brother Shani, excuse me. Three, I say the Tanakama. Say the parish is Ika Benayim. According to the Tanakama, the Chathila Bishani, if you did a Berishi, you ought to say. Except for Mikra Megillah. Now you ought to be the Evan. Rav Lezer says, no, Mikra Megillah, the Chathchila Berishon, but if you read it, the Chathchila Berishon, yeah, and Rav Shimon says, even say the Parshas, you have to read it again, Rishon. What's this Tanakhama? Kasha Matana, etc., etc. Why is this false? Where did they get it from? Shneem. Mikro Echo. It says, B'chol Shana B'Shana. What does it mean? What does it mean? Adar Sambach L'Shvat? Or Adar Sambach L'Nissan? Well, these are nowhere. If you hold the first Adar, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, first opportunity. Rashbak says the second Adar, why? Says Gemara, Mismach Ge'ula L'Ge'ula Adir. Famous Gemara, last lines. Of both days. It's better to put the two gulas, the gula of Purim and the gula of Pesach, the Rashi Purim and Pesach, together. What's the hashkaf of this before we get to the halacha? This is sort of a parashah here. What's the hashkaf behind it? The hashkaf is Rabbi Osai, to put the two kinds of gulas near each other means the absolute overt miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf with the covert miracles of the story of the Megillah. Just like everyone agrees that the overt miracles came from Hashem, so do the covert miracles came from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. That's the point of this Gula the Gula. Where's this Gula? What did Gula say? So Machlokes, if somebody has a yahrzeit in the month of Adar. Does anyone in your family have a yahrzeit in the month of Adar? It means a grandparent passed away in Adar. Which Adar? Plain Adar or first Adar or second Adar? So now, when is the yahrzeit observed? You catch it again? A grandfather passed away, a grandmother passed away in a plain Adar. And now, many years later, how are they observing the yahrzeit? This year, the two Adars. What would you say about it? What would you say? Let's take a vote. Take a vote. Put up to a vote. Who votes the first other? Who votes the second other? Oh, you win by a mile. Your only one who's right is I. Because the Mechaber says that. The Mechaber says in Simon Tov Kuf Samal Vav or something like that. They talk about yards. You know what the observance there is? Fasting. The minute to fast on the yahrzeit. If you fast on the second other, says Maran Ben Yosef. Says the Ramon, no, you fast the first other. What are they fighting about? Well, I guess you know, the Mechaber says the real other is the second other. Come on, that's what we have. Purim, come on, that's the real other. And the Ramon says, what do you mean? The Gemara said, they're not being mitzvahs. Don't miss the Gula when it comes to the yahrzeit. Comes a Vilna Gaon and says something incredible. Who wants to guess what he says? Both. Not because we're not sure. Both B'Torahs Vadai. Both B'Torahs Vadai. That's why they're both eligible candidates for the Megillah. Technical details. One has a Ma'ala Be'en Avirin Alamitzis, one has a Ma'ala Be'en Avirin Alamitzis, one has a Ma'ala Be'en Avirin Alamitzis, They're both really on three sheets of both. So I get this question all the time. When is Yahrzeit? It said, according to the Ramah, which we follow, it's really the first of it. The Mechaba, we ask them, don't follow the second of it. The Gra? Both. Yes, sir.
Would he go if the Yahrzeit is other base, as far as saying, you would also not have
that's ridiculous. If someone lost a parent of the base and he wants the Yomud or the Aleph, it's time to go packing. You want to fast? I wouldn't say that you shouldn't even fast. Not at all. You did. Not. Yes.
Why is the Megillah in both coins of
the Oh, the answer is Chazal only attacked the Megillah once. They had to make a discussion which one is the better order. This leads me, we only have another 15 minutes to go for Shia today, to a discussion about Bar Mitzvahs and other. So the three cases here, Bosai. What are the three cases? Come on, just a little three cases. Well, they're really four cases. So.
Is
it a plane and a leap year? Either you were born and Bar Mitzvah in a plane year, born and Bar Mitzvah in a leap year, born in a plane year, Bar Mitzvah in a leap year, born a leap year, in a plane year. That's it. I'm a mathematician. Everyone made you a math over here. There are four possibilities. Now, of course, within those four, if it's a leap year, it's out of reach, out of shady. Okay, let's discuss the first case. Born, let's discuss the two obvious cases. Born in the plain year, Bar Mitzvah in the plain year. All right? No? Your birthday, your Bar Mitzvah. Born a leap year, Bar Mitzvah in a leap year. What should it be? Should be obvious, right? Far from obvious. We'll come to that. Let's discuss born in a plain year, Bar Mitzvah in a leap year. Take a vote. Votes. I'll give you a little background on both sides. Anyone here have a birthday the 29th day of Cheshvan or Kislev? Anybody here? No luck. Okay. Small chance. Cheshvan and Kislev are what we call the switch-off months. They can either be Chaser or Mole. A year is either called a Chaser year, which means they're both Chaser, those 2 months, or it's called a Shalem if they're both Mole, or it's called a plain year, Pshuta, means that alternating months. Nisan is Mole, Cheshvan is, what's Cheshvan? Year is Chaser. Sivan is Mole, Tammuz is Chaser. Av is Mole, Tishrei is Chaser. What did you say? El is Chaser. Tishrei is Mole, Cheshvan is Chaser, Kislev is Mole, Tevis Chaser. Shvat Mole, Adar Chaser. That's the typical year. 6 and 6. What if you were born on the 29th day of Cheshvan, and now is the last day of Cheshvan? Which is most years. Now you're coming by Mitzvah, and lo and behold, look at the calendar. Look at this. Like this year. It's the 30th day of Cheshvan. Take a vote. When you're by Mitzvah. Two choices are, you're by Mitzvah the 29th day of Cheshvan, that's the day you were born. Or no, the 30th, because it's the last day of the month. You're born the last day. What's the last day? A vote. Who votes is by Mitzvah the 29th day of Cheshvan? Who votes the 30th? Unanimous vote. With this background, here's the following question. A person is born in the 12th month of the year. The last month. It's by Mitzvah, lo and behold, it's the 13th month. Called the Shem. When is he by Mitzvah? The 12th month or the 13th? We'll take a vote. Who votes the 12th month? Who votes the 13th month? How do you explain this? Is he inconsistent? He votes the 29th day. Should he vote the 12th month? What's a machlok? It's a local device. There are more holes of the Shem. The Marash HaLevi, the Prichodesh quotes in there, Simen Nun Hei, Sif Yud, I believe, in Aruch Chaim, says the first of it. How do you explain this? The Marash HaLevi should be right. Nu, explain, Rabosai, you voted, we gotta explain your vote. First one's Adar. We just said before it is Adar. So the Mishnah Brura gives you a raya. Mishnah Brura says, you don't read the Megillah, so you can't be Bar Mitzvah. So Chpilei Ploim. It was a candidate for the Megillah. It's only pushed off because it's Mismach Gula Gula Adar. You could have just well done it the first Adar. Fakert. So here's the answer. Based upon Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi discussed the following case. Rabosai, a keves is born today. Maluta? No, take that back. A keves is born last year, on the 13th day of Adar. Till when is it qualified to serve in the Beis Hamikdash? Let's make things make it the 14th, tomorrow. So the Mashiach will come today, your Beis Hamikdash tomorrow. You have till tomorrow to be Makavid? Or you have till a whole extra month to be Makavid? What do you think? Have a vote. A Keves was born last year. Keves Ben Shem is within a year. Can you mark it until tomorrow, Bon Yudalim? Or can you mark it until next month, till Purim? Who votes this month? Who votes next month? Why?
A year doesn't end. It happens to be that this year is a longer year.
It's a longer year, so.
Isn't there a Gemara that discusses about whether it's from day to day or whether it's by year or like by month? In Megillah somewhere?
No, yeah, we pass it. It goes by the end of the year. Bottom line is the Gemara Yerushalmi has this question. It's not completely resolved, but the Gemara has the following suggestion: Yerushalmi, Adar Harishon Tosefes, the extra or the leap month is the first Adar. The real Adar is the second month. So suggests the Gemara Yerushalmi. On this basis, the Prichodesh explains, you're born in an Adar in a plain year. And by mitzvah in a leap year, you have to wait until the second Adar. Why? Because the first Adar is Tosefes. That's a blank month, if you will. I have the blank month. Why are we having a Purim cut? It's the more extra month. Everyone follow me so far? Everyone follow me? Yes.
Isn't the
Ramah Astira from Yartzai and Bar Mitzvah? Oh! When it comes to Yartzai, what did the Ramah say? The first other, the first opportunity. When it comes to being Bar Mitzvah, we say second other. What's the answer? I'm sorry to break the news to you. Your Bar Mitzvah is not necessarily your birthday. Your birthday is celebrated as a Yartzai would be commemorated. The first opportunity. Bar Mitzvah means you finished 13 years. You finished 13 years. You didn't finish 13 years yet because that other region is a Tosefes. Rabosa, put the following shayla. I'll ask you a question. What do you mean, other Tosefes? Are there names to the months? Look at the Holy Chumash. Is there a name to even a single month in the Chamisha Chumash Torah? Yes or no? Only numbers. So what do you mean, other Rishon Tosefes? The number is 12. The number is 12. How can you go? What's going on over here? That's a Marash Alev, you would say. Don't hack with Tosefes. It's going to follow numbers. You're born the 12th month, you're into the 12th month. That's all. I'm going to tell you a very big Kiddush. 29, 30, the month alternate. There are two kinds of months. There's only one kind of year, Bosai. The year has 12 months. All right, last week, 7 of every 19 years is an extra month. No problem. There's only 12 months. Huh? Yes. 12A and 12B. Sounds like a wild definition. 12A and 12B. If it's 50-50, 29-30, okay. My third, they're both legitimate. No, it's only 12 months. It's 12A and 12B. Now the following case. Let's assume, is anyone here born on the 30th day of Cheshvan or of Kislev? Too bad. So someone's born that day. And the year is Bar Mitzvah, they have only 29 days to Cheshvan. When is he Bar Mitzvah? There are two choices. 29th of Cheshvan, or the 1st of Kislev. You with me? He's born the 30th of Cheshvan. There is no 30th. That doesn't exist on the calendar. Is it the earlier day, the 29th of Cheshvan, or the first of Kislev? So who votes for the 29th of Cheshvan? Yeah, you're very bold. Who votes for the first of Kislev? That should be the right one. Maybe a bit too early. So we have passed in Halacha Lamaisa, it's the 30th, it's the first of Kislev. Fine. So, I've also said the following question. If you're bar mitzvah in a year when they're 13 months, excuse me, you're born in 13 months. Now you're bar mitzvah, you're looking for the 13th month to become bar mitzvah. Sorry, Charlie, only 12 months. When is the bar mitzvah? In the 12th month or in the 13th month? Who votes the 12th month? Who votes the 13th month? Nobody. What is the 13th month anyway?
Nisan.
But should be by your own logic. Yeah. All those who voted that you were born on 30th day, and then when you're bar mitzvah only 29 days, you're bar mitzvah the next day, the first of Kislev, should also vote that you're born in the 13th month and there's no 13th that year, should you have to wait until Nisan? Rav Shechta Shalita in Be'ikvei Hatzon, the beginning has a piece about this, suggests as much. That you're born in other Sheni, and in Bar Mitzvah there's no other Sheni, it's only one. You're not Bar Mitzvah to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They pop Bar Mitzvah, a whole month worth of people, Bar Mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Rosh Chodesh?
Rosh Chodesh.
But I assume his logic would be that, I mean, it's clearly wrong, but why would he say you have to wait an entire year, which would be 12 months? So shouldn't it be like.
Should you have to be 14 years old?
No, shouldn't he be.
That reminds me. I had an aunt who was born on February 29th. It would quip. She was a woman who was 60. Oh, you're a teenager, only 15 years old. So I had a quip. I have a grandson who was born in other Rishon, and he turned 6 on Friday. So my son said, he's only 2. Because it's the second time in his life that there was such a thing as other Rishon. You know, is Zion other Rishon?
Why shouldn't you have to wait when I was saying till like Ches Nisan?
Oh, it'll be the same day of the month. Maybe. I mean, Shabbat suggests Rosh Chodesh is enough. But no one follows the Shulchan Aruch is preferish against. Why? I don't have my. From a Shabbat suggests an answer, Chiddush Niflo. And although the Torah gives the months only in numbers, once we came back from Babel and they brought names, Nisan, Iyar, etc., the Torah changed.
What?
Torah changed? Nitna Torah min ischat shalach. Mordechai gave a gasp. It's interesting, you know. Acholish adachem arosh chadoshim. You have to count from Nisan. Why do we just call it by names? So there are those who claim that the Rambam is wrong. Rambam says, those that Torah lo tebuch lefes. The Torah will never change. The Torah changed from Chodesh of Rishon to Nisan. So the Mefarshim say, if you look at the Ramban and Chumash, others, Torah, nothing changed. The Torah tells you have to count a calendar which reminds you of the Geula. After Yetzias Mitzrayim was Geulas Mitzrayim. After Yetzias Mibavel, it's Geula Mibavel. Same yourself. Just adjust it a little bit. But Rabbi Shechta wants to have Chiddush Nifla. And now it changes to months, and the months are Koveya. If you reject that, there's only one way out. My theory. 12A and 12B. Now, you weren't born in the 13th month. You were born in 12B. No, your bar mitzvah was only 12. No, 12 is 12. The same teretz is going to explain why somebody who's born in a plain year is bar mitzvah not a sheni, because it's not 13, it's 12B. And other rishon tosefos. The same theory will explain why if you're born in a leap year in Shadar Beis, and bar mitzvah in a plain year, it's not Nisan. It's the plain other. Go from 12 to 12B, or from 12B to 12. What about Rabbi Osai, the third and final case? Because we're running out of time, I have to end with this. You were born like now. Anyone know anyone who was born in the last few days?
Yeah.
A boy?
Boy.
He's born in a leap year. This is 5771, which is the 14th year of a 19 year cycle. 14 plus 13 is how much? Wait a second. 27. 27 minus 19 is what? 8. Is 8 your leap year? Who knows the sims? You know the system? Gotta memorize it. Goach Adat. Like Aslav Gudo, you know? Goach, this is a Rashi Megillah. Goach Adat. The leap years are the 3rd, 6th, and 8th, in the first decade, and 1st, 4th, 7th, and 9th in the second decade. So now it's the 14th, which is Ad Dalet, of the second decade. It's going to be a mitzvah in the 8th year of the next cycle, which is also a leap year. We'll take a vote now, our final vote of the day. You were born today. Right. In the 13th day of a leap year of other region. If you're bar mitzvah, in 13 years it'll be again a leap year. Who votes? He's bar mitzvah other region. Who votes bar mitzvah other shame? Nobody. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah votes like you guys. Ah, it's his birthday! It's his birthday! Come on! And the Mavon Avraham says no. Bar mitzvah next month. Other shame. What's the lamas of the Mavon? Who can tell me the lamas of the Mavon Avraham? We already said before, you can't compare bar mitzvah to birthday. Let's give the following example, okay? Listen carefully. When this boy turns 12, a sheep is born. A sheep is born. Well, I have to make the Mishnah for that for sure. Okay. So you want to know, till when can you offer that sheep in the Beis Hamikdash? Keves Ben Shana. What's the answer? Whole year till when? Till other Beis. No. So this boy was 12 last year in plain other. So he had to need one more full year of his life. But the full year of his life coincides with the first year of the sheep. So the Magen Avraham, you're born out of the region, by mitzvah other shame. In my opinion, we should be choshes for the Magen Avraham. At a Talmud, that's when the last leap year came about, which was, I think, 3 years ago, he had exactly this case. The boy was born in another region of Shana Muberts, by mitzvah of Shana Muberts, and he made his bar mitzvah in other shame. He followed me. He followed the Magen Avraham. I was making fun of him. What, are you crazy? So the boy's bar mitzvah grasha was this. This is his bar mitzvah. You just said that. He came out to the Magen Avraham. Sounds like he's right. Mishnah Berurah writes, Achronim the local Magen Avraham. Just dismisses him. And simon the name. Sharatim. The local Magen Avraham. What do you mean? Magen Avraham sounds right to me. Rabosai, we got a little bit of fun in our anticipation of Purim Katan. If it's really another, you can have a little bit mashu, you know, just to make a little bit extra simcha. We should all enjoy the final shalom. We should nechlas adam abim besimcha. Which one? We're machmer. Okay, we're machmer. I have a frail of the Purim Katan and a good shot. So Sunday's here early. I'm guessing 10:30. I'm not sure. Potentially early.